Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. This is Mary Blake, your host, and I would tell you a little bit about Ada Marie. She's a third-generation seer. She is taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. And she channels spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. And she's here right here with us today. And that's wonderful because when the weather is hot and things are going on that are confusing and upsetting, it's wonderful to have a seer who's in channel with spirit to give us some good news or some good advice. So how are you today, Ada Marie?
I'm good. It is hot. It's, you know, right now we're looking at 105, and it's hot. The sun, there's no clouds to hide the sun. So the sun here in Arizona comes right straight down on you. You have, you know, there's nothing there to protect you. Like in many areas, they have clouds and they have trees and stuff, and we don't have that many trees, and goodness sakes, no clouds. So we're sitting in the sun.
I couldn't get out of Arizona fast enough, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I know a lot of people don't like it. I don't mind it because I stay inside. We do not have air conditioning, but we have a breeze that goes through the house. I mean, both directions. So it's pretty comfortable just to be in the house.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how were your meditations today?
Well, actually, they've been very, very good. A wonderful thing that I've been privileged to hear. And I was so enamored with it, I couldn't quit listening. The energy that is around us now is very extreme. It's an extreme energy with extreme heat. So for a lot of people, they best to stay inside or go outside with a cap or hat on their head because of the amount of power that's coming out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. The power that's coming out of the sky yesterday, today, and it will continue till tomorrow is very, very heavy, and it can actually make you sick, so you can't eat or you just feel like you've got to lay down. You're just not well. It's just so strong. And the only thing I know to tell you to do is to drink water as much as you can and eat as little food as you can, nothing heavy, until we get through this hot place. And then you'll get through it okay. But any heavy food you eat is going to make you miserable because of all the heat.
Yep. Yeah, food does create energy, which creates heat.
Right.
So, yeah. So, about the rest of it, is spirit giving us any encouragement?
Well,
about
spirit was telling us to be aware and to not take on any heavy-duty project or work in this kind of a heat because it could make us sick for months. So, of course, most everybody is in the house. I don't think anybody's left their house today. If they have, I haven't heard of it. And they're just staying home, you know, and doing whatever they do at home.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And
what are you doing? Are you doing anything heavy, hard?
Nope. No, I am not. I'm certainly not. I probably will be putting on some work on my book a little bit later. But so far, mostly I just was connecting with friends on the phone. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Thing that you can do.
Are they mostly well?
Oh, yes.
Good.
Doing quite well.
Good.
Yes, indeed.
If they can stay out in the sun and out in the heat and just, you know, just do things that are easy to do and not work up a sweat or pressure on their stomach, then they'll be okay. My grandma used to say in weather like this, she'd say, now look, just sit down at the table, take your embroidery, and you will just embroidery while we wait for the weather to change. And that's what we would do while we waited for the weather to change. Sometimes it took a week, but we embroidered a lot of pillowcases and things like that. So that worked out
pretty
good.
I hear you. My mother used to sew quilt patterns, and then my grandmother would quilt them, make quilts.
Mm-hmm. They found things to do, and they made them useful. So I think today, when people can't find something to do, it's because they're used to being handed something and not using their imagination to do anything.
Yeah, that sounds kind of familiar. at any rate, I was just hoping Spirit might give us some ideas of how to create more peace in the world. This has been on my mind for the last few days.
It has been on everybody's mind. And when I talk to Spirit, they say, if everybody holds a peace within themselves, the people who want trouble, the warmongers, are going to be left standing because nobody's going to support them. And I said, well, I'm mm-hmm. happy to hear that. I just pray that people can't be aroused for no good reason. So I haven't heard anything since, and I haven't listened to the news, of course, because I've been too busy. I've had a number of people who have called, and they liked the show last week. And, you know, I hate to tell you this, but I can't even remember what we talked about.
That happens so much when you're in channel with Spirit. The things come through, and you don't even remember saying them.
You can't retain them. No, you can't. I've answered as many questions as I can answer.
Hold the attraction. Hold the connection with Spirit, and.
Mm-hmm.
That's our job, basically, you know.
Right. And that's a good feeling when you know that you're connecting with the divine spirit and it's positive, everything. Whatever it is, it comes out with a positive answer or a positive report, you know. That's a good thing.
Yeah, does Spirit have any suggestions for us as to how to keep the peaceful feelings going inside, so that we can kind of ride the negative, they keep saying,
be aware of what is around you and what is going around you, and not become part of the nonsense of ideas that are negative, because there's so many people. And with negative ideas that they're passing them out like candy, and some people get caught up in that. And the reality is there's no grounds for that. There's no grounds for that, because if you look at the things around you, you don't see the trees dancing and you don't see things going crazy. You're just looking at or listening to somebody who has a negative energy, and they're trying to pass it around to raise some trouble or or something. I don't know what they're trying to do. Somebody called me today and said, what are you doing? I said, well, right now I'm putting some pies in the oven. And, well, why are you doing that? It's hot. I said, because my sister sent me the rhubarb and I made the pies and I've got them in the oven. And and I laid the phone down because I asked actually what I was doing. And when I came back, the phone, there was nobody on it, so I hung it up. So she calls me a little while later and she says, why would you turn your oven on a day like to this? And I said, who is this? I turned my oven on and I can turn it on any time I feel like it. And I hung up. I mean, what foolishness. I wouldn't say that to somebody.
Well, people,
pardon?
People go into judgment very quickly. And that's a kind of a waste of time because you don't know enough of the facts to make a judgment.
Right. There is no reason to make a judgment because it's not something you're involved in.
Right.
You know, you're not involved, so why are you mouthing off?
Why did she ask you what you were doing if the first thing she was going to do when you spoke up was to criticize it in some way or the other?
Right. So.
Well, it's tempting to judge people, and it's tempting to get caught up in gossip and in tragedy.
You know, it has
and
never
in,
entered I'll, my mind. Because of my grandma, to gossip. Because my grandmother said, the person who is gossiping about something is telling you about themselves and using somebody else's name. So don't repeat what you've heard because that woman wants attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, how true can that be? It's true, all right.
Well, your grandmother must have been an amazing woman. It's your grandmother must have been an amazing woman.
She really was. And, you know, they lived on the prairie. And I don't know if you know how desolate the prairie is or not. But the only things that they had, and they had, I guess when they got a vehicle, they had a battery in it, a car battery. And then they got a radio that they could hook the car battery to, and they could listen to the radio a little bit every day. So they had to pick and choose what they would listen to. And very interesting that they kept up with everything that was going on, and they could only play the thing about an hour a day because they had to put the battery back in the car and run the car to build the battery back up.
Interesting. my father had what was called a shortwave radio. And he could actually listen to London. And this was a time when we were lucky if we got to hear Chicago or Cincinnati, you know, from southern Illinois. Chicago was 400 miles away. But so people today do not realize how much is available to us and that we take for granted. And I find that very interesting. So are you about ready to take a question?
Yeah, I can take a question, honey. I'm okay.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes. Your name is Sheila, is that right?
Yes,
I can.
Okay.
Yes.
And you have a question for Ada Marie?
Yes, I do. My question is, I've been having a problem sleeping at night, and I could fall asleep. I wake up like 2 or 3 times a night. And I don't know whether it's spiritually or for that.
Honey, you're going to have to repeat that. I can't hear. I just can't hear the voice.
Let me be the go-between here. Sheila is having a hard time sleeping at night. She wakes up two or three times in the night, and she's wondering what's going on with her.
Well, probably part of it is that she's overworked and tired. And another part of it is that maybe if she drank a cup of cocoa before she went to bed, she'd be able to sleep all night. I know that's what I do. If I wake up a couple times in the night, I quickly, after if that happens more than once, I quickly make myself a cup of cocoa and drink it and go back to bed and sleep all night. And that's my remedy, and it seems to work every time because cocoa is very good to settle the nerves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was something spiritual or something.
Yeah.
She's wondering if spirit is trying to reach her at night.
No, if spirit was trying to reach her at night, it would reach her, and she would know it was there.
Okay. All righty.
Okay.
So sometimes I do have.
Have you been studying and meditating a little bit, Sheila?
No, I need to get back into it, but I have been having some dreams, so.
You want to tell us about the dreams?
Well, one of them was, I was on a beach and I saw this lady come out of the water with, gold amber, and she had long hair. Yeah.
I'm trying to get part of it. I get a few words.
Where did the water come from?
I was in the ocean.
Oh, okay. And were you in the water?
No. I was laying on a rock. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Did you hear that, Ada Marie?
I didn't hear any of it. I just heard what you said.
She was on the rock watching the ocean.
She went back to the ocean?
She was on the rocks watching the ocean in her dream.
Oh, in her dream. Well, the dream represents, when you have a dream of water, it represents movement and she's talking about being on the rocks, so she's had some difficult events around her life right now. And if she's on top of the rocks, it means she's going to come through that very a lot better than she thinks. But if she was under the water, she'd be in trouble. But she's on the rocks.
No, she was on the rocks, looking out at the ocean.
Okay, well, then she's going to get an answer to her question, and it'll be very positive.
Okay. So the lady, I guess that angel lady was probably trying to communicate with me as well.
Was there an angel lady there by the rocks?
Yeah, she came up to me real close.
Oh, okay. She said there was an angel lady that came very close to her as she was sitting on the rocks.
Tell her that's a blessing, and the blessing is a great one, and it'll be magnificent when it comes to be of service to her and be with her. So she had a real, real wonderful experience and probably could feel it being wonderful.
Right. Okay. Well,
what you want to do is you want to give thanks and sort of say I'm ready. You need to feel that you're ready for whatever they offer you.
What they're offering.
Does that make sense, Ada?
Yeah, correct.
Oh, okay.
So
well,
you're
so
in
much.
For a wonderful experience.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
I'll get back into my meditation and drink my cocoa.
Yeah,
the meditation is very important. sometimes we stop doing the things that are best for us and get involved in little everyday things.
That's true.
True.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Right.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we haven't, we don't have anyone with a question. I guess everybody is just listening. As for last week, we had quite a few people who were asking questions, and that's really wonderful because when people ask questions, it gives us more
channel.
Energy that pulls in the information from spirit.
It brings spirit to the front.
Exactly.
Right. And so, there is a wonderful thing. There are many people who are wondering if they can do certain things or if it's good to do them. Well, the way to get that answer to that question, I'm going to tell you, is to be silent and see if it resonates comfortably in your heart. If it has a little jerky stuff in your heart, it's not time to do it. You have to wait until you feel at peace with it, and that peace will come within your heart center. You'll know beyond a doubt from your heart center that it's a good time to do whatever it is you're thinking about or trying to figure out.
Good. It's hard sometimes to stay silent. And
I don't know why our connection is so tight. I can barely hear.
Really?
That's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is strange. But
I'm here.
How do you help the spirit to continue to speak to you? I know sometimes when you ask a question or you say who's there and it disappears. So
right.
I had people ask me what to do to keep the connection with spirit strong. How do you do that?
How do I do it? Is I just be silent. But you know, you can't be silent when you're trying to do a show when people need an answer. So what I do is I wait until I just be still and listen to you talk out there, and then sometimes the answer comes in to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the only thing I can do because I don't know what else to do. There's a lot of wonderful things happening and a lot of wonderful options that you're going to have this summer because of what's happening in the universe. The universe is putting forth a lot of wonderful, wonderful actions, and you're going to see that they're going to be helpful to people, and people can go forward with them and be successful.
Okay, and how would you advise people to use the energies that are coming to us from the universe?
In a positive manner. In a very positive manner. In fact, if you receive something and it's okay and you'd like to understand it better, then ask for understanding and insight. Ask the universe to give you some insight into what you are working with, and they will give it to you. Something will come up that will, or somebody will tell you something, or you'll look at something, and then you will know the answer. When you do that, sometimes you need to write those little notes to yourself so you don't forget. And then go with the answer.
Okay.
Now, okay, I'm going to give you an example. We live kind of out in the country, so when people come, they have to drive out here, and of course that's maybe 30 minutes or more, depending on where they're at. And sometimes I will get a feeling that somebody's coming, you know? And I'll say to, and I'll say to the universe, I say, okay, if somebody's on their way here, let me know approximately when they're going to arrive. And then I will just drop that question and go about my work. And then I will feel an energy that tells me that someone is coming. And within 3 to 5 minutes, there'll be someone coming up the driveway. But I don't try to guess it. I just wait for the feeling. You know, I can
This is something interesting you just said, because sometimes we try so hard to get the answer that we push it away.
That's right. So if you get the, you know, somebody's coming, you have the feeling and you know they're coming, you just say, okay, I'm aware. And then you will be aware when they get close enough to drive in. You'll be aware. So don't push it. Don't try to put anything in there. Don't do nothing. Just wait. And your patience will give you the answer.
I think sometimes that is the hardest thing that we here in the 21st century have. It's the thing that comes between us and the spirit communication, because we are too eager to hear the answer, and instead of letting it come when it's ready.
Right, let it be ready and let it come. Yes, and you can say to yourself, okay, thank you, I'll be here when it comes, and go about your work just like you'd done that work anyway. So keep working, and the next thing you know, you'll either get a phone call, or they'll ring at the doorbell, or somebody drives up in their car. You just don't know. But don't push it. Just let it happen.
Speaking of letting it happen, we have someone with a question now. Is it a good time to take a question?
Yeah, I'll try.
Good. Okay.
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Diamond. How are you?
Good. Okay, you have a question for Ada Marie?
Sure. I'm not really sure how to phrase it, but I am just so ready for new. I'm ready for change. I'm ready to really begin walking in my purpose. So if I could narrow down my question, I want new love in my life.
Take your time and just let it flow easy. Don't try to push it. Just let it come out.
What can I do, if there's anything I can do, or any guidance on how to get into this new life that I want?
Okay, Ada Marie, did you hear that?
I couldn't understand it.
Okay.
She has a feeling
that a new life is coming to her, and she wants advice as to how to be ready for it, and how to know what's coming, and how to be in touch with it.
Well, the first thing you have to do is be patient enough and be silent enough to let it come, and have the patience when it comes to listen to it, write it down, and then maybe see where it's going to take you, you know? The answers sometimes are not easy. The answers are very short and trite. The other day, I was in the kitchen, and I was doing something, and I heard the voice say, "Not today." And I went, "What?"
Okay. All right.
I wasn't even thinking. So I wrote on the back, on the book, on my pad on the counter, I wrote, "Not today." Well, nothing went on. The whole day went by. It was long, about 6 o'clock at night, and I was cleaning the kitchen and being done with it, and a lady called me up, and she said, "Ada." I said, "Yeah, I'm here." She said, "Well, we're not going to do the exercise today. We're going to wait until Saturday when we have two more women to help us." I said, "Okay." And then she hung up. Well, that was the answer I got early in the morning, but I didn't know what it was for. You know?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, I wish it were that easy. I've been wanting more, better for years now. So is there anything that you see, like in the next few months, for me as far as change?
No, say that again.
Do you see any changes for her within the next few months? Tell us your name again. It was hard to hear you.
Yeah, I couldn't hear her.
Diamond.
Donna?
Diamond, like the jewel?
Diamond.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, her name is Diamond.
Okay. And she, her question was what?
Do you see any changes for coming for her in the next few months?
Yes, several, but they're minor changes, but they will eventually, by fall, October, move into a larger sphere of activity for her. So there are changes, but they're slowly. They're coming in a slow manner, and by October she'll be able to know and do whatever it is she's planning to do.
Okay.
Sometimes we miss out on spirit communication because it seems such a tiny little thing that it couldn't possibly be something important. We expect something big and important from spirit, and sometimes it's just a tiny little nudge or a little tiny little suggestion or a little feeling. So is
Pay
there
attention.
Any way you can help her to be to be more aware of tiny little things?
You have to become aware, and everybody can become aware. They say it's hard. I said, no. Those little things run through your head all the time, and you just don't pay any attention to them. So,
yes, I will definitely
become aware.
Mm-hmm.
Just make yourself become aware. Look outside and look at all the things in your yard and become aware of them as they are things that are there. Okay, if you're looking outside and you're looking at the thermometer on the wall and it says it's 100 degrees outside, and then you also look down at the ground, and the ground looks like it needs water. You need to water the ground. So pay attention. Give it a little water after the sun goes down, of course. Give the yard a little bit of water because that's what it's telling you. It needs a drink of water. Simple.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. What can I look forward to in October? That's the last question I have. Just to know that, you know, bigger things are coming. What might happen in October?
Yeah, bigger and better things will be showing up in October.
Would they be about your personal life or her business life or her spirit connections?
I don't know if she's studying spirit communication, but if she is, spirit communication will direct her in the way to make it very easy for her to do the work or find the people or the job or whatever she needs.
Okay. Well, I will look for that in October. It is a little tough when you've been wanting something for a while, you know?
Yeah. Last week, or was it week before, I was doing the show, and the wind was blowing very, very hard. And I could see that the wind was going to cause me a problem. So I moved in the house where I could maybe have a better connection because of the wind. And then I heard stand up. So I stood up. And sure enough, when I stood up, it gave me more power to work as with the wind than it did when I was sitting down. I don't know why it did that, but it did, and I was able to stay on the show, and we did the show till we finished, so that was good. So you never know what, I mean, there's so many variables, I couldn't even begin to tell you all the things that
yes.
go on.
So what Ada Marie has been saying to you is there are some very small changes, maybe like the stand up or turn right or go outside or go to the store or call somebody.
Right.
And pay attention to those little nudges that spirit is getting. See, sometimes you have to take a step here and a step there and another step there so that you'll be in the place to be able to hear and move and receive the bigger message. So if you don't listen to the small ones, why should spirit keep trying to reach you?
Oh, I completely
Does that make-
agree. Oh, yes, you're very right about that. I try to hear and listen and do all things, whether I understand or not.
Good. Okay. So pay attention to the little things, and now we have to go on to another person who has a question. Thank you, Diamond.
Yes, have a great one. Bye bye.
Bye.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Yes. Who are we speaking with?
This is Akanksha.
I can't hear her voice.
Okay, can you say your name again?
Yes, my name is Akanksha.
Akanksha?
Yes.
Okay, and you have a question?
Yes, my question is on relationship. If you see me being in a long-term one anytime soon.
Okay.
What's the question?
She's asking about a long-term relationship, if you see a relationship coming to her soon.
Not soon, but near the end of the year. I would say somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
Okay.
But if... Yes, do you think it is
something? It'll be a very big surprise, but it'll be wonderful.
Is he in the same city? I have recently moved cities.
What?
She wants to know if he is in the same city that she is living in or another city.
I don't have that answer. I do not have that answer, but I do know that wherever she goes and whatever she does, she'll meet this person. And they may be in her city and they may be in another one, but she will meet them at that period of time between those two, Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
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 Do you have any plans to travel toward the end of the year?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well,
it's hard to say. It could be across the street from her. You know, I don't know. She's going to meet them. It'll be interesting.
So when you say interesting, what how does that, like, what does that mean? Interesting, good, or interesting, shocking?
Well, it could be shopping, could be in a supermarket.
But if it is interesting, to me, that's the opposite of boring. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay. The important thing is I think that in between now and the end of the year, it would be good for you to spend a little more time thinking about all of the things that you have to offer in a relationship and what would make you happy and what you would be able to bring happiness to someone else. So in other words, get into prime yourself for and get ready for the relationship. Sometimes we expect relationships just to fall on them from the sky, but that doesn't always work.
No.
Yes.
She could sit down and write down the kind of relationship she wants to meet, and the chances of her finding that person are very good. What is she willing to offer the relationship? And that would make it move faster. And what does she expect? I mean, what does she want them to share with her?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
That makes a big difference.
Does that begin to make sense to you? Is it a conscious?
It does. Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Great.
Mhm.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder. We didn't give out your telephone number, Ada Marie.
I know, and we're just about done. Ada Marie, but my home phone number is 520-896-9510. It's in Arizona. And I'm on the internet at The Golden Oracle. Ada Marie at The Golden Oracle. So you can find me in those two places. And if my phone line is busy, which it might be, don't worry. Just wait a while and try it again. And if you get the phone and I can't answer it, leave your phone number and your name clearly. I will call it. Don't say the number so fast I can't hear it. And give me your name, your first name. I don't need your last name. Your first name will be fine. And I will return your call. Yes. Before 8 o'clock at night. I go to bed around 7 if I can.
Let's see, that's Arizona time. So you call between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Arizona time, is that right?
Right.
Okay.
That's correct.
Good.
Right.
All righty. Let's see. There's someone here. I'm not sure whether they have a question or not. Let me just double check. Okay. Hello? Hello? This is a 212 number.
Hmm.
Oh, get Mary?
Yes. Did you have a question?
This is your friend, Dale Long. I don't know how to do this or what I'm doing. I just dialed the number, and I was just listening. I missed a lot of the show, regretfully.
Okay.
I was on long distance from California, so I don't know what to do now.
Ada Marie is on the phone, and she's is in channel with spirit, and she would be happy to answer a question if you have one.
I do. Ada Marie, hi.
Ada Marie, this is my friend Del Long.
Okay.
Del.
Hi, Ada Marie.
Would you like to ask about your health or about your...
Yes, Ada Marie, I've been having some health challenges, and I medically nothing shows up. All my tests are perfect, and the doctors in the hospital and the unknown, and yet I'm still perplexed with the symptoms that are debilitating.
Are you feeling weak?
Very, very weak, exhausted, tired.
Okay.
No interest.
Let me give you a home remedy, okay?
Okay.
Take a cup of salt, regular table salt. Don't have to be fancy, just a regular cup of table salt. Put it in a bathtub of warm water, as warm as you can stand, and get in the tub and stay in the tub for 30 minutes. Get your head under the water once or twice. And take a towel and put on the exposed parts of your body, like a towel over your stomach, your knees, or whatever sticking out of the water, and stay there for 30 minutes. And when you get out of that tub, you're going to be weak. So have a towel on the floor that you can roll out of the tub on and lay on the floor for a while and rest. You'll probably fall asleep. And when you do, you'll wake up feeling like a new person. Okay?
Okay. I sure will. I'll do it right now, and thank you.
That's a lot of people can do that. I do that if I get overloaded with work. I just turn off the phone and get in the tub, and I stay there sometimes an hour. But a half hour is all that's necessary to do it, and you'll come out of there feeling very good. And be sure you get your head under the water at least 3 times. Okay?
Okay, I sure will.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You're very welcome.
Well, this is a very, very dear person, and I suggested she call today. So I'm
right.
So glad that you two were able to connect.
Right.
And
I needed to get the phone number. Yeah, I only mm-hmm. you always need to give it twice for people like me that are slow.
Well,
I don't have
okay.
520-896-520.
Okay.
896-9510.
9510?
Correct.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 9510. Okay.
Now, if the phone is busy, just keep calling. And if you can't, if you get on the line, leave your name and phone number very, very slowly so I can write it down. And then
I'll
call you back. Okay?
I appreciate it. Yeah,
yes,
I'm a communicator. I'm aware of the effectiveness of accuracy.
You're very welcome. And I
All
work
right.
between yeah. 7 and 7.
7 and 7.
Which would mean, I guess, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
to 10 p.m.
7 days a week.
What time do you have there right now, Ada Marie?
What time do we have here? We have 20 minutes after 4, I think.
Okay,
maybe
so
it's
so
3,
it
but
would,
I think it's
would
4.
Be 9 to 9. Is that,
9
yeah,
to 9.
That would
okay,
be,
got it.
It's after
yeah.
3. It's 20 minutes
okay,
after
good.
3.
Oh, okay. So then,
yeah.
then it would be 10 to 10 there. So there's a 3 hours difference.
Right.
Okay, great.
But if
so
you
this
call
is this
and
is
you, if you're leaving a message, leave it slow enough so I can write it down and then I can call back.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's good. Yeah.
Okay, did anything else come through? I just got a funny little feeling that something else came through to you, Ada Marie.
I don't know what it is yet. I haven't felt it or heard it in my in my energy pattern.
Okay. All righty. But the bath is very, very good. Okay, so
right.
So that will make a should she do it more than once a day?
What?
The
do
bath.
What?
The bath.
No, once. Once is enough.
Okay.
She'll know after she's done it. Once is enough, and she'll feel very good.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
And do it whenever you feel rattled, you know. You can do it any time, but once is enough. Usually you can do it
per day.
You won't need
once
to do
per
one
day,
for
huh?
Several weeks or months, depending on
oh,
your
okay.
Energy, you know. But whenever you need to build your energy pattern back in place, that's the way to do it. Do that bath.
I sure will.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay. Huh. Okay. Listen, sometimes just the simplest things are the most powerful, and
right.
And that is something that we need to remember in these days of quick fixes and all kinds of prescriptions, and they give you a prescription that causes more problems, and then they give you a prescription for the problems that the prescription
caused. Yeah, that they gave you. When if you
mm-hmm.
do this bath, your body will balance itself and you won't have any problem.
All right,
that's
thank you.
That's what wait a minute, there it is, trust your body. That's the message, trust
yeah.
your body.
Listen to your body.
Yeah,
you know?
I got it. I've been waiting all day for a friend to come over so I could do a hot tub bath because I didn't want to be here by myself in case I fell or couldn't get up. So your call
yeah.
was right on time.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Well, what
okay.
I do, when I take a bath, I lay two towels on the floor, and I don't stand up. After I get in the tub and I've been in there for a half hour, 45 minutes, maybe an hour, I don't even stand up. I just roll like a little weasel right over the edge of the tub onto the towel. That's what I do.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I
wheel my little self over the edge of the tub and slide onto my towel, and then I get turned around on my towel and I lay there till I get dry. I don't
okay,
even stand
great.
Up. Why would you stand up when you can slither over the edge of the tub?
I mean, that's a good
easier.
Idea.
Yeah.
Okay. We do have someone else who has a question.
Okay,
we
got time for one.
One more question.
I think so.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
My name is Antoinetta.
Antoinetta, and your
mm-hmm.
question is?
My question is, I would really like to know if the person with the initials DM is going to be moving into my home.
The question is what?
There's a person with the initials DM, and she's wondering if this person with the initials DM is going to be moving into her home.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, that was fast.
It came,
no?
It came, yeah. It came fast. And it's probably a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Yeah, that's sometimes... We put more hope into something than it deserves. I'm getting this. Is that what you're getting right now, Ada?
Yeah,
Ada Marie?
Something better is coming to her.
There you are. Something better
yeah.
is coming for you, Antoinetta. Oops, I think she got her answer and just left. Okay. Yeah. So that's very interesting. So we have really come to just about the end of the hour.
Yes, we have, and we better. I have to do a call to London, so we better say,
okay.
You know, send love and light and happiness and health to everybody, and hope that they have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
So love and light, and we will see you next week. Thank
That's
you
right.
so much.
God bless.
God bless is right. Bye.